Thank you, Sophie. A few items with a sporting flavour now. With Norwich City Football Club enjoying success at present, there's welcome news for fans as they're awarded more tickets for the cup clash with Arsenal. Young footballers receive the gift of kit from Anglian Home Improvements, whilst youngsters interested in rugby may get help following the reinvigoration of a franchise called Rugby Tots. Also, a mention for runners, as the youngest director of the popular park run is appointed at Eaton Park.
Tickets for Norwich's City Carabao Cup tie against Arsenal next month sold out within hours of them being made available. The 5,200 tickets allocated to the Canaries for the match against the Premier League giants had gone on sale at 9 a.m. But just 2.5 hours later, the club's website had a sold-out sign for the game. It is understood that there will be further discussions between Norwich City and Arsenal about extra ticket allocation. Canaries Trust chairman Robin Sainty said he had a long conversation with the head of ticketing at the club about the issue. "It seems they underestimated the demand drastically," he said. "But I'm sure they will do everything they can to get more tickets to make sure that people don't miss out." Fan Lawrence Osborne said he had arrived at 5 a.m. expecting a queue, only to discover he was the only one there. The Carrow Road season ticket holder said City face a tough challenge away at Arsenal. "They've been playing quite well lately, so you would think they have a chance in beating Arsenal. And I'd rather be at the game than not if it does happen." As the first in line, Mr. Osborne walked out the ticket office with his 5 tickets just after 9 a.m. By then, the queue had grown considerably. The match at the Emirates Stadium in London will be played on Tuesday, October the 24th, after City sealed their place in the last 16 with a 3-1 win at Brentford. Now, a later edition of the paper carried an update. Following the sellout of the original tickets, the two clubs had been locked in talks about the seat allocation for the game at the Emirates Stadium, and the last week Norwich City Football Club issued the following statement. "Norwich City are pleased to confirm that 3,600 extra tickets will be available for Canary fans who are travelling to its Carabao Cup fourth round match away to Arsenal on October 24th. The additional tickets went on sale from 9 a.m. on Thursday, October the 5th.
A children's football club in Cringleford will be sporting fresh new kit this season thanks to support from a Norwich company. Cringleford Junior Football Club, which has about 350 members playing for 17 different squads, has been given the donation by Anglian Home Improvements. Morgan Marshall, the under-8s coach at the club, said, "We're very thankful to Anglian for its generous donation. Not only will the team look the part for the new season in their kit, but this kind donation helps to foster a great sense of team spirit and positivity among sporting pupils at Cringleford Primary School." Mark Ottaway of Anglian Home Improvement said, "As a company, we're passionate about showing our support to the local community and doing our bit to ensure that children continue to play sport both at school and outside school."
Two sports enthusiasts are helping children across Norfolk to get active after taking over a sports club franchise. Aaron and Sandy Swanborough from Drayton recently bought their local Rugby Tots franchise, which teaches the basics of the sport to children aged 2 to 7 in classes at local schools and nurseries. With 170 children on their books already, the husband and wife team hope to at least double membership in the next 12 months and estimate they could make £30,000 profit in their first year. Mrs. Swanborough, 37, said, "This franchise has not been utilised much by previous owners, so we are hoping to really get it out into our area." Mr. Swanborough, 39, is involved in rugby locally as coach of the Wyndham Wasps and Eastern Counties women's teams. The Rugby Tots franchise covers Norwich, Wyndham and Diss, but the couple have designs on moving into King's Lynn and North Walsham too.
A Norwich teenager is celebrating after becoming the world's youngest park run director on his 18th birthday. Archie Roakes from Earlham Road started volunteering for the free weekly Norwich Park Run 5K aged 15 as part of his Bronze Duke of Edinburgh's award. And 3 years on, he's volunteered on 103 separate occasions at Norwich Park Run and Norwich Junior Park Run, both held at Eaton Park every Saturday and Sunday, respectively. On October the 1st, the City of Norwich School pupil became the world's youngest park run director, organising volunteers and cheering on young runners at the free Junior 2K event. The park run movement started in 2004 at Bushey Park in London. Since then, the free, timed event, which takes place at 9 a.m. every Saturday, has spread to hundreds of parks around Britain, Europe, the USA and Australia. It's organised by teams of volunteers who marshal courses, give out time tokens and mark out the routes, among other roles. All the volunteers are coordinated by a run director. Norwich Junior Park Run started in March 2015 and is one of the biggest in Britain, attracting up to 220 youngsters aged 4 to 14 every Sunday at 9 a.m.
A disabled snooker player from Norwich has won a national championship just days after his father's funeral. David Church from Lakenham secured his first World Disability Billiards and Snooker, the WDBS, Open Championship gold in the most testing of circumstances. Almost 4 weeks prior to the event in Wolverhampton, the 21-year-old, who suffers from Möbius syndrome, was told his father had died at age 54. Mr. Church said he was devastated by the news, but was also inspired to make his dad proud. And 4 days after his father's funeral, he went on to win the championship 4-5 classification group. The day I came back from a competition in Germany, I heard the terrible news that my father had died from alcoholism, Mr. Church said. And I was distraught because he was my best friend. I didn't play much or practice afterwards because I was a mess, but I went on and achieved the biggest tournament win of my life. When I won, I cried because I wished he was alive to have seen me. I owe and I dedicate it all to him.